Hey guys, this is Alexander Garcia. I'm gonna be doing my walking tour today at my job here at Shell Wood Creek offices. I've been working here for a year, and it's a huge building complex of about 10 buildings, and they are actually building two more right now. Buildings are numbered as 1 through 7 and 8 through C. And I currently work at Building C, but right now I'm at Building 2, which is where I first came on my first day that I was hired here. I remember the first thing we did, we went up the elevator and had a little orientation in Building 6, I believe, which is where we're walking to right now. We had the orientation in Building 6, third floor, room 80. This room was a little room with computers. We had to basically just do a little orientation type of presentation they gave us on computers. It was fairly easy, and after that, my boss came and picked me up. Her name was Carolyn Ecton. I remember her first words to me were, "Oh yes, I get the kid with the tie." And when that's when I first met her, she took me back to her office in Building C. And I remember the first day, first couple of days, actually I think the first 2 months, I didn't have my own cube due to the lack of space. But then around the second month, I received my cube. It was right next to hers for convenience. And right now we're walking past Building 7 because 6 elevator wasn't coming down. So Building 7 is one of the last numbered buildings, and after that we're gonna head over to Building A through C. Before that we're gonna pass by the outside area, picnic area, where people eat, and the cafeteria before that. So Building 7 is connected to the cafeteria, and it's on the first floor. This cafeteria is huge. It is bigger than my school's cafeteria, so I don't know if you can imagine how big that is. We probably haven't been to my school, so. Let's just say it looks like a small theater. That's how big it is. We have our own chefs here, which prepare your food wherever you want. They have a variety of chefs for fish, sandwiches, meat, anything you think of. And right now I am standing next to this wall in the cafeteria. Here people place their ads, per se, if you want to say it like that. It's like a small Craigslist wall for our building, well, for Shell Wood Creek. You will place whatever they want to sell there, from cars to pets and all that stuff. And here at Shell, they're really strict about safety, so whenever you go down stairs, you always have to hold the handrail or you can get into trouble. Right now I'm on the first floor, the bottom cafeteria. I'm walking towards the outside and it's really hot. And here, another thing I forgot to mention is for every building you go through, you have to scan your card in order to be able to have access to the building. And if you don't have a card, let's say you're out of your desk, well, you're screwed. Unless you have a number somebody can call to come get you in. Right now I'm outside. We have a big pond here with lots of picnic tables, trees, and scenery. I'm going to actually sit down on one of the picnic tables we have. Shell is really big on it's really big on safety, and not only that, but we're also big on preserving natural wildlife. So here at Shell, when we built the building, they wanted to preserve part of the forest that surrounded it. So they built a fake pond but with actual wildlife, like fish in it. And we also have squirrels here. The squirrels are really friendly. They'll come up to you sometimes, but they won't get too close. I've seen a couple of turtles in the pond. Actually, I remember once I was walking by the outside area by the sidewalk. I was going towards from the cafeteria to building A. And I remember I was walking and I saw a little squirrel running by really fast. So I was like, what's going on? Then all of a sudden I look up and there's this, I don't know what it was, a hawk, some sort of animal, bird that was chasing it. And the wings were so big that it almost hit me in the face as it flew by. I couldn't believe that happened to me there the first time, but I mean, they're really big on wildlife, so I can imagine there's hawks or these types of birds that hunt squirrels. I'm going to actually get up now and start walking toward Building A, which is one of the private buildings. If you don't have access to it, you can't get into this building. But since some of my team members are on these floors, I have access to it. Well, actually, I only have access to Building A, first floor, fifth floor, and sixth floor. It's a really long walk. I'm on the sidewalk right now. There's lots of trees around me. It's actually a really nice sight. And the thing with Wood Creek, Shell Wood Creek, the buildings are really, really big. So if you don't know your way around, you're going to get lost. It took me about 2 weeks to learn the place. And before that, I would always get lost, walking to different offices for different colleagues. So, yeah. So right now I was just scanning my card going in to Building A. It is really cold in here. They have it cold for the liking of all the engineers. I'm just passing the elevator. And we have a little cafe here, where in case you get hungry or want a little break, you come and chat up with your friends and buy coffee. I'm now walking towards the Building C in the hallway. And you also have to scan your car to go through to this building. Here is the Building B, is the waiting area for visitors. You have to come through here before you can go into any other building. And in order for you to be able to actually go to other buildings, you have to be escorted if you're a visitor, or you cannot come in to Shell. I'm going to actually walk to, on that Building B, I'm not going to walk to the part of it where they have a personal gym for the workers here. The gym is free for you if you are an employee, but if you're a contractor, you have to pay $300 a year. But it's a really nice gym. You know, if you want to go on break and work out there, you can do that. So the gym is mainly running machines, and then it has a few weights and other things to work out. They have actually lots of classes here that you can take at the gym. Like during lunch, they have Zumba or CrossFit. Actually, just walk back outside. I'm walking towards the parking lot. This parking lot has 5 stories. It is the parking lot for buildings A through C. And here you can see a variety of cars from the engineers. Some that really make a lot of money have Ferraris or GTRs, Porsches, all kinds of cars. And then you have your typical cars, like the typical person's cars. Right now I'm walking past the Maserati. and then there's a bunch of typical cars, Lexus, Honda, F-150s. Here on the first floor of the parking lot, certain high-level individuals have reserved spots on the first floor. So if you're not a high-level individual, you're going to have to park on second, third, fourth, fifth floor of the parking lot. As you can imagine, on the reserve spots, there are most of the expensive cars. For example, the Ferrari that I just walked by. There's another Maserati. There's Rabbits, 370s, Camaros. And now I'm going to make my way back to building C, which is my building, where I am located.
Thank you.
No problem. Buildings A through C are mainly glass, made out of glass, so that all the windows are glass, the whole building looks like a glass square. It's really hot outside. Okay, I'm coming up to the door now. Building C. Cold air again. That feels so good. I'm gonna actually take the stairs. I hate taking the elevator. I don't like talking to people. They always try to small talk you or just stuff like that. It gets awkward sometimes. So I'm gonna walk to the third floor where my office is located. It's gonna be a long walk. I'm already a little sweaty from being outside. It's like 90 degrees outside. Again, you have to hold the rail as you walk up or down because they're really big on safety. I'm just tired. I'm out of shape. Okay, now again, since it's the third floor, I have to swipe my badge so I can get in. And I'm actually having to be a little quiet until I get to my cube. Since there's a lot of engineers working here, I can make a lot of noise. Okay, now that I'm on the third floor, I have to also swipe to get into the actual rooms. Now I'm actually here, this is my cube. And my boss is right here walking next to me. I'm not sure if she...
No, I'm not.
Do you want to talk to the walking tour? She doesn't want to talk to y'all. She says she's shy. Well, this is my cube. I have two monitors. I've been here for a couple of months now. And I guess that's the end of the walking tour. Here at my cube.